Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, May 12th. You'll be interested to know. 99 years ago today, in 1926, the Italian-built airship Norge achieved the first verified flight over the North Pole. This remarkable journey was led by Norwegian explorer Roald Amundsen, American scientist Lincoln Ellsworth, and Italian engineer Umberto Nobile. Their successful expedition marked a significant milestone in polar exploration, showcasing human ingenuity and the spirit of international collaboration. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 46 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some sunny weather today, reaching a high near 73 with a gentle southwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 54 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Monday will be at 12:15 with a low tide at 6. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 51 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 68. Nights will be mostly cloudy with a low around 52. Wednesday and Thursday bring mostly cloudy conditions, with highs near 68 and 69. There is a chance of rain showers both nights, with lows in the mid-50s and around 59. Friday offers a slight chance of rain, with partly sunny skies and a high near 77. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in Kansas City, a familiar face has joined the Red Sox dugout. Dustin Pedroia, along with his wife, Kelly, and their three sons, made a purposeful visit to support the team. Manager Alex Cora shared that Pedroia reached out last week, wanting to spend Mother's Day with his family while enjoying the games. Although Pedroia officially retired in February 2021, he remains close with the team, having made appearances at spring training and in Boston last summer for his Hall of Fame induction. Maybe he can take some time to talk to Devers and teach him how to be a big boy grown up and do whatever it takes to help the team and fulfill the obligations of his $330 million contract. Now on to sports. In Major League Baseball, the Colorado Rockies are on track to become a historic disaster, following a dismal record of 6 wins and 33 losses. Last season, the Chicago White Sox set a modern record by losing 121 games. The Rockies are projected to lose 137 games this year, surpassing even the infamous 1899 Cleveland Siders. With a winning percentage of .154, they face a potential run differential of -557. Despite these struggles, fans continue to support the team, drawing in nearly 38,000 spectators for a recent game. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Kauffman Stadium, the Sox outplayed the Royals 3-1. Leading the charge, Devers hammered a massive 440-foot homer, while Abreu also shone with his own 430-foot blast. Giolito earned the win, allowing just one unearned run over 6 innings, and Chapman secured the save. Despite an early error that let Water score, the Sox defense held firm, bringing Boston's record to 22-20. Tonight, the Sox head to Detroit for game one of a three-game series against the Tigers at Comerica Park. Tanner Houck, with a 1-0 record and a 1.60 ERA, faces Jackson Jobe, who stands at 0-2 with a 4.88 ERA. First pitch is at 6:40 with temperatures around 77 degrees. In top news, in a remarkable move, the Trump administration is preparing to accept a super luxury Boeing 747 jumbo jet from the royal family of Qatar, potentially the most valuable gift ever received by the United States from a foreign government. This flying palace will serve as the new Air Force One until just before President Donald Trump leaves office, after which it will be transferred to the Trump Presidential Library Foundation. Legal experts assert this arrangement is permissible, as it is not conditioned on any official act, thus sidestepping bribery concerns and constitutional restrictions on foreign gifts. In business news, the NBA on television is set for a significant transformation, as the Timberwolves eliminated the Lakers, marking the last time we will see LeBron James play on TNT, according to Kevin Harlan. The league announced new TV deals worth $77 billion starting next season. While familiar faces will remain, new commentators and analysts from Amazon and NBC will join the mix. Streaming platforms will show numerous games, shifting how fans access NBA action. The upcoming season promises a fresh viewing experience, with NBC and Amazon blending the old with the new in exciting ways. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2% over the weekend to about $104,000. Ethereum is up 13% to just over $2,500. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 101% to 18 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. United Airlines has introduced a groundbreaking Starlink-powered Wi-Fi service, ending the need for airplane mode. This new gate-to-gate experience promises fast download speeds and low latency, making video calls possible, though discouraged. Last Thursday, on a test flight from Chicago's O'Hare Airport, passengers enjoyed first-class snack boxes and champagne, while United executives showcased the impressive Wi-Fi speeds. With plans to install Starlink on all 1,026 planes by the end of 2025, United aims to make in-flight connectivity both accessible and enjoyable, ushering in a new era of air travel. And in entertainment news, after a challenging start to the year, the summer movie season is poised to revive the box office. Cinema owners recall the Oscars, where director Sean Baker advocated for support of local theaters. With the industry still facing hurdles, the recent successes of A Minecraft Movie and Sinners have sparked optimism. The summer movie season, from May to August, historically generates around $4 billion, and analysts predict strong performance this year. The lineup features a mix of genres, from superhero films to family adventures, offering something for everyone and potentially ushering in new franchises. Well, all righty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, Our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Steve Jobs. And he said, "Innovation distinguishes between a leader and a follower." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.